We're particularly honored by the presence of our next guest. You may know her as the wife of Andrei Sakharov, the famous Soviet physicist, dissident, Nobel Prize winner for peace. Elena Bonner is with her tonight. She is in herself a powerful embodiment of the basic human need for freedom. She and her husband struggled together, nearly alone for all those years, exiled from Moscow at times, struggling against the might of the KGB and the Communist Party to bring the plight of the Soviet people to the attention and the awareness of the world. Today, she remains in the forefront of humanitarian work and matters. Her book, Alone Together, is a statement of individual courage, integrity, truth, and freedom. Please join me in welcoming Elena Bonner.
Excuse me, I not have English, my English very badly, and my friend Galina Dasenko will be translate me.
Excuse me, this is an apology to all Russian speaking audience people in the audience, because I'm an old friend but hardly a translator, and I have not seen the copy, so bear with me.
Ничего, она хорошо переведет, я надеюсь.
She says she hopes I will do a good job. Can't hear me? Okay, she says she hopes I will do a good job. Go ahead.
Я, если меня сейчас спросить, когда я познакомилась с Робертом Конквистом, не смогу ответить на этот вопрос.
If someone asked me when I first met Robert Conquist, at this time I'm afraid that I can't give an exact date.
Дело не в личной встрече, потому что знакомство началось гораздо раньше с книг.
This is not a question of a personal contact, but because I have heard from him or learned of him from his writings.
И книги Конквиста, особенно «Великий террор», были особыми не потому, что они приходили тайком из-за границы, а потому что они имели особое глубинное содержание.
Mr. Conquest's books were not only important because they came from the West, but also for their great understanding and depth in describing the events.
Читая книги Конквиста и других западных и американских авторов, мы очень четко понимали, что свободная Америка тоже не свободна.
From reading books of Conquest and other writers in the West, we in the Soviet Union understood that America too is not free.
Не свободна в интеллектуальном плане, зависима от моды и от идеологии, почти так же, как были зависимы наши советские историки.
Вот это я не совсем понимаю.
Зависимо от моды.
Чья
и
мода?
От идеологии. А вот мода чья, потом скажу.
I'm afraid I'm lost here. She says, скажи опять мне.
Зависимо от моды историки и от идеологии.
Oh, depending on the fashion and the mode of expression of historians.
Дело в том, что Запад подвержен влияниям, интеллектуальный Запад, не меньше, чем Восток.
That the Western intelligentsia was also influence as much as the Soviet and the Eastern.
В 60-е годы с Запада приходили книги, пронизанные идеологией студенческой революции и любования социализмом.
In the 60s, books were coming from the West, glorifying the students' uprising of much earlier times.
Позже приходили книги, которые пытались создать симметрию. У вас плохое общество, у нас плохое общество.
Then there were other books who tried to establish a symmetry between the West and the East. What we have things that are bad, you have things that are bad, and so forth.
И, пожалуй, несмотря на фактический материал, который содержался во многих книгах, приходящих с Запада, честными были очень немногие.
And in spite of the voluminous books that were arriving and the material in them, there were very few that were really grasping the facts.
И вот знакомство с Конквистом началось с того, что пришла правда, ощущение правды.
And my friendship with Conquest began with the beginning of the fact that someone in the West had begun to understand the situation.
Наше общество и все 70 с гаком лет, и сегодня, как ни одно, нуждается именно в правде.
Our society that is over there, our society today, as well as all of these 70 years, has been in need of the truth.
И я думаю, именно поэтому в том процессе, который прошел в бывшем Советском Союзе, и бескровно сломал самую страшную империю, которая когда-либо существовала на Земле, Роберт Конквист был одним из ведущих бойцов.
And in view of the fact that this tremendous change in the Soviet Union came by means of a almost bloodless revolution, is in large measure due to people like Conquest who perceived this many years before.
Но надо сказать, что революция августовская прошла, а ложь продолжается.
But the revolution in August is over, but the lie is still continuing.
Внутри она у нас продолжается намеренно, а почему на Западе, объяснить трудно.
In our country, it is a premeditated thing, but why it persists in the West is hard to explain.
Раньше я думала, что это происходит от непонимания особенностей нашего общества.
I used to think that it was due to the fact that it was a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding.
И в этом плане мне было очень близко одно высказывание Анны Ахматовой, которое отражено в книге Чуковской о Бане Ахматовой.
Which was very very well put in a book by это книга Ахматовой.
Книга Чуковской об Ахматовой.
In a book by Чуковский about Ахматова.
Однажды Чуковская пришла к Ахматовой и застала ее очень раздраженной после визита одного ученого-американца.
Чайковский once came to visit Ахматова and found her very distressed after a visit by a Western historic?
Ученый.
By a Western scholar.
Я не знаю, историк или нет, но я думаю, или историк, или филолог, потому что...
Either a historian or a philologist.
И на вопрос Ахматовой, чем ее раздражил так этот человек, она сказала, вот понимаете, он был в такой белоснежной рубашке, такой белоснежной и такой отглаженной рубашке.
And when Чайковская asked Ахматова, what really disturbed her about this visitor, she said that he was in such a white shirt, such a beautifully white shirt, such a beautifully ironed white shirt.
И Чайковская спросила, ну и чем же вам помешала эта белая рубашка?
And so why did this white shirt disturb you?
А вот такое впечатление, что у нас здесь была революция, война, уничтожался народ, кровь, кровь и кровь. А они все стирали и все гладили свою рубашку.
And she said the impression is that here in our country we've had a revolution, a war, and this tremendous bloodshed with, and here these people are just washing their shirt and ironing their white shirts.
Теперь я думаю, что ложь существует не от непонимания.
Now I think the lie exists not from a misunderstanding or lack of understanding.
А временами от нежелания Запада, вернее его политических деятелей, следовать тем демократическим принципам, которые провозгласили их народы.
But I think it's a lack of desire or wish upon the Western scholars to
демократические принципы.
To stick to their democratic principles, which were fostered by their country.
История последних лет, история эпохи перестройки, все время подтверждает это.
The years, these recent years and the years of the perestroika just confirm this.
Возьмите историю с независимостью прибалтийских стран.
Well, if you take the business of the fight for freedom in the Baltics,
Запад
for independence,
готов был признать только в случае, если их признает разваливающийся центр.
That the West would recognize them only if the destroyed destroyed center. I apologize for that.
Возьмите югославскую трагедию. Она развязалась ведь только потому, что Запад вовремя не захотел признать право на независимость народов Хорватии, Словении, а потом и других республик.
Take the terrible situation in Yugoslavia, which has taken place because the West didn't in time take steps to recognize the independence of people in Croatia and Словакия.
Потребовалась августовская революция, чтобы Запад понял, что народы Советского Союза имеют право на самостоятельную государственность.
It took a revolution in August to make the West understand that the people of the Soviet Union also have a right to their independence.
И, к сожалению, среди интеллектуалов Запада всегда находятся люди, которые находят или умеют найти лазейки интеллектуальные для того, чтобы оправдать такую позицию.
And unfortunately, there are intellectuals who manage to find excuses or logic of their own to support this kind of situation.
Сегодня в бывшем Советском Союзе три очага войны. Три кровавых места на земле. Приднестровье, Осетия, Карабах.
Now there are three bloody there are three spots in Russia, in the former Soviet Union, which are now in a bloody conflict. The Osetia,
Приднестровье, Карабах.
Приднестровье and Карабах.
Приднестровье это как Днестр.
Yeah, that's это Молдавия. That's Moldavia.
И вот за что мне хочется сегодня поблагодарить от многих-многих людей, которые знают Роберта в нашей стране и читают его книги, за интеллектуальную смелость, за то, что он никогда не подменял правду лазейками для следования общим взглядом, наиболее выгодным в какой-то момент взглядом.
That's a handful. She would like to thank, she would like to take this opportunity this evening in the name of many, many people to thank Dr. Conquest for his courage and his depth and understanding and his, unswerving viewpoint as to the events that he pictured.
Не историк, и поэтому мне трудно судить, но я думаю, что у Конквиста нет ошибок.
I'm not a historian, so I can't judge, but I don't think that Conquest has made any mistakes.
Но сегодня, в начале этого вечера, он совершил большую ошибку.
But this evening, at the beginning, before dinner, he made a big mistake.
И я ему советую ее не повторять.
And I advise him not to repeat it.
Я спросила его, в каком году он родился.
I asked him in what year he was born.
Предполагая на 10 лет позже.
Which I assume to be 10 years later than actually it is.
А он мне сказал правду.
But he told me the truth.
Вот это тот случай, когда правду говорить не надо.
But this is one occasion where you should not speak the truth.
Я хочу остаться в убеждении, что вы родились на 10 лет позже.
I would like to remain in the belief that you were born 10 years later.
И пусть никто не знает в этом зале, когда вы действительно родились.
And we really don't want anyone here to know when exactly you were born.
И я хочу сделать маленький подарок. Я думаю, что, как все историки, Роберт любит бумажки.
And I would like to make a little gift, as most historians like papers.
А его жена, наверное, не любит эти бумаги, потому что они заполоняют дом.
Probably her wife, Mrs. Conquest, does not care for them because papers just fill up the house.
Копии документов из КГБ.
But this is a copy of documents from the KGB.
В которых перечисляются все файлы на Сахарова и меня, которые были сожжены КГБ.
Which lists all the files that the KGB had on me and my husband Andrei Sakharov, which they have destroyed.
578 томов.
578 volumes.
И этот документ доказывает, что историю подделывали не только все 70 лет.
And this shows that history was not falsified only for 70
years. Но и весь период перестройки, и я опасаюсь, что подделывают и сейчас.
But also during the years of perestroika, and I'm afraid that this falsification is still going on now.
Потому что эти файлы сожжены в 89 году.
Because these files were destroyed in 1989.
Доброго здоровья, Роберт.
She says, good health to you.
Thank you, Elena. The freedom, political participation, privatization in Eastern Europe and Western Asia are indeed historic and incredible. But the struggle of a different kind is unending. As we speak, in a few hours, President Yeltsin will be meeting with a group of 7 national leaders in München to discuss aid and progress in Russia and elsewhere. We have moved from a world poised for nuclear devastation with almost 2 billion people enslaved under totalitarianism and the resultant economic, social, and environmental havoc. But ponder this. Recently in San Francisco, many of you present, Gorbachev has still urged moderation in economic reform and even indicated during his visit his desire to see the return to the former centralization of what was the Soviet Union. President Boris Yeltsin rejects status quo and struggles with market-oriented reforms as bureaucracies and Communist Party functionaries, under other names, of course, fight at every turn. Ethnic and religious rivalries have resurfaced, sometimes with bloodshed, and innumerable other factors are at work. In his talk tonight, our honoree will be addressing such issues and what future he believes will result from the collapse of communist rule in the former Soviet bloc. So let me do the obvious and even the unnecessary by introducing to you this outstanding scholar whom you know already. Robert Conquest was born in Malvern, England, educated at Winchester College, the University of Grenoble, and Oxford, where he received his MA and Doctor of Literature. During World War II, Conquest served with the Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire Light Infantry. He also served under Soviet command against the Nazis in Bulgaria. After the war, as you already have been told tonight, he joined the British Foreign Service, had postings in Bulgaria and New York at the United Nations. Bob Conquest has pursued a full-time scholarly career for the last 35 years. Books, all of which you know, 17 or 18 books, including The Great Terror, The Harvest of Sorrow. He's held positions at the London School of Economics, at Columbia University, Woodrow Wilson International Center. Now we have him here in California. He's a senior research fellow and a scholar curator of the very well-known, very extensive Russian and East European collection at the Hoover Institution. Adjunct fellow of the CSIS in Washington and the advisory board of Freedom House in New York. In addition to his achievements as an historian, as you know, Conquest is a respected poet and writer. He's been the literary editor of The Spectator, fellow of the Royal Society of Literature, and wait for this one, ladies and gentlemen, not supposed to use those terms anymore, and of the British Interplanetary Society. Alexander Solzhenitsyn selected Bob to translate his book-length poem, Prussian Nights. Well, you've been very patient, and finally, I get the pleasure to present to you Dr. Robert Conquest.
This is all your fault.